Blast from Our Past Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown. Here are your hosts, Adam and John Spees.
Welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown, a no-holds-barred trivia match between two contenders fighting for nostalgic glory. I'm your host, John Spees.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Spees.
Today, we have another great battle for you. In one corner, we have John the Renegade DeYoung. John, why don't you tell us where you're from and a little bit about yourself?
Hey, John, I'm from Action Action Podcast. We're a podcast that we just rank action movies on this big old dumb list that doesn't really make any sense. Me, my brother, James, and another guy, Dustin, we just kind of watch action movies and put them on our list. It's kind of pretty fun, you know?
Nice.
Watch some good flicks.
Worst jobs out there, right?
Yeah. I mean, if this isn't a job, I mean, I think I literally pay to do this.
Right. Yeah. I think we all pay to do this.
Yeah. It just feels like I think you're just screaming into a void. It's actually depressing if you think about it. So let's just keep going.
Well, you are very humble about it, but you guys have a ton of episodes out there, and they are high quality content that you guys are bringing out into the podcast world. So definite fans of Action Action.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
And in the other corner, you know him, you love him. It's Corey Sleazy C. Stevenson.
What's Corey, up, guys?
Tell us a little bit about you.
Yep, you can hear me every week talking to Adam on Cartwright, a Seinfeld podcast, and every week talking to our pal Zach, a.k.a. Zach the Snack, on Podcasting After Dark. Dude, Adam, that nickname has stuck, my friend.
I like that. Yeah, we kind of joke that Zach's our best looking guy in the network. Maybe that'll change because now we got John, right. And James and Dustin in the network. So we haven't really thrown that out there. But Action Action has joined the BFUP network. We're really excited about that.
That's right. So we're having a lot of fun. And super glad, John, that you guys are on the network with us. Action Action is a fun podcast. You definitely you deserve a lot of accolades for the content that you guys produce because it's a lot of fun. And you've been doing it for a while. And that's not nothing. So congrats from one content producer to another. My hat's off to you, my friend.
Thanks, man. That's really nice of you.
All right, folks, let's learn how to play the game.
Entering the ring are two contestants who will engage in three rounds of head-to-head trivia. Here are the rules. Round one consists of 10 questions in different pop culture categories focused on a decade that will be randomized. If you answer incorrectly, your opponent has the chance to steal. And the categories are movies, music, television, toys and games, sports, fashion, slang, news and politics, literature, and food. Round two consists of the same 10 categories, but this time your opponent gets to pick your category. Each correct answer gives you 10 points. In the final round, you may bid up to as many points as you've earned before answering the final two questions. The categories for the final questions will be picked by the contestants, but the decade will again be randomized from those remaining. You must get both answers correct to earn your wager. Now it's time for a takedown.
All right, before we get started, I just want to know a little bit more about you two. I want you to tell me, what is your favorite cover version of a song?
Well, that's easy. Limp Bizkit. cover of that. What's that song?
Faith.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry to laugh.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not, but that's the first one that comes to mind, if I'm going to be honest.
John, okay. John owned that album, I'm pretty sure.
I wore that album out.
Hell yeah, man. I owned that album. I went, it was like that one album, and then like, what did I do wrong?
Hey, I saw Limp Bizkit in concert for the Family Values Tour with Korn. So yeah, oh, I had that album too, and not gonna lie, I love that cover as well. So I'm not gonna hate on it, dude.
All right, Corey, what's gonna be your answer?
Just right off the top of my head, I'm actually a big fan of the Alien Ant Farm remake of Smooth Criminal, because I like it when people do remakes and they make it totally different. Unlike when I think Weezer did Africa, and it sounds like exactly the same. I'm like, just make it sound different. So I always like that Alien Ant Farm Smooth Criminal, just because they made it their own.
Can I give my honest answer to this?
Sure.
It's hurt Johnny Cash, Nine Inch Nails cover.
Oh, that is so damn good.
So if you're talking about an album, like a song that did something different, like there's a quote from Trent Reznor, who he talks about how he pretty much gave the song to Johnny Cash after that. He's like, this isn't even my song anymore.
Yeah. Then you're right, dude. That is an amazing remake.
Well, I do like all those covers, but I have to say only one of them made my top 10 list, and that's Johnny Cash's Hurt. So John's going to get to pick first in round one.
Okay. So I get to pick first?
Yep.
All right, man. Let's go with TV.
TV. And your decade, 2000s.
All right, cool.
All right. During the 9-year period from 2000 until 2008, which reality show ended in the number one position of the Nielsen TV ratings the most number of times?
Survivor?
Survivor is incorrect. Corey, can you steal?
Real World?
I didn't even know they made the Real World in the 2000s.
Oh, I don't.
That is also incorrect.
I got a guess, John.
What's your guess?
American Idol.
American Idol is correct.
Yeah. Just throwing that out there.
That's all right. All right, Corey. Well,
that's a disappointing start, guys. That was pretty bad. Because even I was like, that Real World guess is not good.
No.
Well, you're talking to somebody who is vehemently against reality TV. So.
Oh, okay.
All right. How about I'm going to go with, hey, you know what? Toys and games. That sounds like a fun category.
All right.
And you get the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Kenner launched this ultra-elastic hero in 1975 who was actually filled with corn syrup.
Stretch Armstrong?
Stretch Armstrong is correct.
Boom.
Adam, I don't remember us having a Stretch Armstrong.
We were not so lucky. We did not get the. We got the Rubbery Carl, the knockoff.
The off-brand.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. We didn't have either.
Yeah, I don't remember us having any of those toys. All right, John, back to you.
Jumper, let's do slang.
Ooh, slang. And you get the 80s.
This agreeable phrase has nothing to do with frozen legumes.
Man, I don't even know what a legume is.
That was my thought, too.
Some type of vegetable, I guess. Can you read the question again?
Sure. This agreeable phrase has nothing to do with frozen legumes.
I feel so stupid. Keep it sleazy.
That's good for Corey.
Keep it sleazy. While awesome, unfortunately, is incorrect. Corey, can you steal?
An agreeable? I think I'm caught on the frozen things. I keep thinking chill out and everything. Chillax? I mean, I know that's not wrong, but I don't have any other answer.
Chillax, while closer, not by much, is incorrect.
Okay.
The correct answer is, I'm a little shocked that nobody, Adam, you know what a legume is, right?
I do. It is, you know.
Do you want to take a shot at this?
I feel pretty good. I think, yeah, well, Corey was a little closer because he was in the lower temperature range, but this was a lot more cooler because it was cool and beans. Cool beans is my guess.
Cool beans is the correct answer.
Oh, and I just ordered a copy of Hot Rod last night to show my wife with Andy Samberg. Have you guys ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, man. I watched that in a movie theater with my, like, future wife. Like, empty theater, like, two other people just, like, laughing. Nobody else liked it.
And, of course, you know the scene where the cool beans and then cool. Yeah, exactly. So, damn it.
All right, Corey, It is your turn to pick.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I mean, let's just do it. Movies, guys. Movies.
Okay. And you also get the 80s.
Ooh, perfect.
Ooh. We've been staying
in our typical in
the latter decades. Yeah. In the movie Dirty Dancing, what is Baby's last name?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is incorrect.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Yeah, just count. Ahead. No, count that because I have no answer. Count that.
All right. Oh, my God is incorrect. John, you get a chance to steal.
I believe it's Corner.
Yeah. You should. You should
I don't
win.
Know.
You should win just to have just for that.
I've never seen that movie.
Really? Okay.
No, man.
No,
we're doing real bad, Corey.
I know.
Well, you've got a point at least.
The correct answer is Houseman.
Never would that have come to me at all.
It's just one of those things that you either know it or you don't.
And might I add, while I'm not the biggest fan of Dirty Dancing, the Movies That Made Us episode on it was pretty interesting. I mean, all of them are interesting, but it was pretty good.
Okay. Nice. All right, John, swinging back around to you.
I don't really think it matters at this point. I'm going to go with fashion.
Ooh. Fashion. And you get the 70s.
The answer is bell bottoms. It's always bell bottoms.
All right. This rock and roll frontwoman channeled gothic glamour with her monochrome stage looks featuring fringed kimonos, capes, and pendant necklaces with frequent whispers that she herself was a witch.
I don't know. Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks is correct.
Woo!
Oh, hell yeah.
On the board.
Nice. That would honestly, that would have been my answer, too.
Stevie Nicks is a look all her own.
Yeah. Pretty easy to say that after I got it right.
Touche.
All right, Corey.
I am going to go with, how about food? That's always a fun category.
And your decade is the 90s.
Ooh, cool.
In 1991, Betty Crocker released a bottle-shaped snack that came in flavors like cherry cola and root beer, as well as fruity flavors.
Betty Crocker came out with a bottle-shaped snack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are those... Are they the bottle... I want to say they're not bottle rockets, but they were like bottle candies. I think I can picture them in my head. But darn it, I can't probably recall the name. Bottle poppers. I'm gonna call it just bottle poppers. How about that?
Bottle poppers is incorrect. Mm. John, you get a chance to steal.
I don't think this is right, but the first word that just popped into my head was so delicious.
Mm. So delicious is correct.
Woo!
Nice, dude. Nice.
Good pull.
Were they like little gummy things that were in? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
They were good.
All right, John, you got the steal, and you get to pick the next category.
Let's go with, shoot. Let's go news.
All right.
Okay. And we get the 50s.
All right. 1954 saw this Supreme Court decision that decreed separate but equal was unconstitutional. And I apologize, I just gave an American politics question to a Canadian.
Okay, so in 1954, this Supreme Court decision...
Yeah, 1954 saw this Supreme Court decision that decreed separate but equal was unconstitutional.
I don't know. I know it's not Roe v. Wade.
That's literally the only one I know, and I was about to say the same thing.
I understand what happened in it, but I couldn't tell you what it was called.
All right.
So I have nothing funny to say about such a serious thing. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
All right, Corey, you get a chance to steal.
The only one I know of is Roe v. Wade because Adam and I was talking about it a couple episodes ago on Cartwright. But yeah, it's not it. That's the abortion one. McCarthy hearings are not it either. I don't. Jesus. This is so huge, too. And I have no clue.
Yes, this is a huge one. And this was the Brown versus Board of Education.
Ah, hearing. Okay. All right.
Man, John, I feel like you're disappointed in us.
I'm more disappointed in Corey than I am in you. I can understand you not knowing our you know, this is American politics in this one, but I remember getting this one like prominently going over this one in school, especially in high school.
Yeah.
School was so long ago.
It really was.
We're old.
All right, Corey.
Oh, all right. I don't know which one's worse for me. These last three categories are probably my weakest. But all right, let's do literature. Why not? Let's throw caution to the wind.
And you're gonna get 2000s.
I probably read more earlier than that.
All right, 2008 saw the shocking death of this iconic comic book character, only for him to be brought back the next year.
2008. Oh, darn. That's way past Superman. 2008. Was that past Wolverine as well? Man, 2000s always seem so. Okay, it's about to. You know what? I think I was probably working at Diamond around that time. I'm going to go with Wolverine. I'm thinking Wolverine died around that time.
Wolverine is incorrect.
Darn it. Darn it.
John, you get a chance to steal.
Let's go with Batman.
Batman is also incorrect. This was at the end, the aftermath of the Civil War series. This was Captain America.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, John, thank you so much for at least adding comic books to the literature section for us.
And magazines too. Don't worry, those are gonna make it.
Okay. It wasn't just gonna be novels. It was all kinds of literature.
Yeah.
All right, John, we just have sports and music left.
Let's go with music, please.
And your decade is the 60s.
Oh, great.
All right. What was the name of Tom Jones' first number one in 1965 that was later popularized by Carlton in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
What's New Pussycat?
What's New Pussycat is incorrect.
Oh.
Corey, can you steal?
Not unusual.
It's not unusual that Corey would get the correct answer. That is correct.
Not unusual to be loved by anyone. Ba-da-da-da-da. Yep.
All right, Corey, leaves you with sports.
Yep. Stuck with sports.
Sports. And your decade is the 90s. I've had a good bit from those later years.
Touch 'em all, Joe, became sports announcer Tom Cheek's most famous call.
Oh, my God.
When Joe Carter hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth in Game 7 of the 93 World Series, winning the championship for what team?
1970. What? 1996, you said?
1993.
Okay. Well, it's not the Orioles, I'm sure. The Nationals weren't around, so. Yankees?
Oh, man. Toronto Blue Jays, buddy.
He didn't even wait.
He didn't even wait. But Toronto Blue Jays is correct.
I remember watching that game. It was like the most insane thing. It was fantastic.
That is quite possibly the one and maybe only time that a walk-off home run is going to be hit in Game 7 of a World Series like that. That's like the ultimate dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joe Carter was like, everybody loved him so much.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I mean, you could see it as he was running around. He's jumping and fist pumping as he's running around. And then the rest of the call is, you'll never hit a bigger home run in your life. And that is true. You could never hit a bigger home run than winning the World Series at the end, you know, during Game 7. So
I'm sure it was good for him. I'm sure all of that was good for him. And I recognize all the words you said were English, but in a sentence, I had no idea what you were talking about. I do not follow baseball at all.
All right. That was the end of round one. Adam, what is our score?
Yeah. I mean, even though they didn't. Don't think they got plenty of questions right. It still is a tight and good game. John eking ahead with that Joe Carter answer, with a Toronto Blue Jays answer. And it is Corey's got 20 and John's got 30.
Nice. All right. So we're going to go to round two. And here, Corey, you're going to get to pick for John.
Okay. Yeah. Let's give John news and politics.
Okay. And John gets the 90s.
All right, we are really hitting these later decades.
Yeah.
On the 25th of June, 1991, the republics of Croatia and Slovenia declared independence from what nation, starting a four-year war?
The USSR?
USSR is incorrect. Corey, can you steal?
Russia? No, China? China, sure.
China, which is nowhere near Europe, is incorrect. The correct answer is a country that no longer exists, and that was Yugoslavia. Mm. Oh, no, wait. Does Yugoslavia still exist?
Oh, Slobodan Milosevic.
Ah. All right. John, you get to pick for Corey.
Corey, you can have sports.
Of course.
All right. And your decade is the 80s.
Bo knows. That's the answer. Bo knows.
Well, let's see if Corey knows this one. At the 1982 Lada Classic, Steve Davis potted the first 147 break, also known as a maximum break, to be televised live. In what sport did this happen?
Curling.
Curling is incorrect. John, can you steal?
Okay. I think it involves a pool table. Do I have to say the specific type?
I need to know the name of the sport.
Snooker.
Snooker is correct.
Jeez.
What is any of that? What
suck
is
it, Corey.
That?
This is my game now.
I Woo! See that. You're like, look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah. I'm the beef up champion now.
All right. Where are we, Adam?
I get to pick for John.
You get to pick for John. Yep, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, and I think we've only done news and politics and sports, so right. I will give John, how about fashion? Sure, why not?
And his decade is the 90s. Well, you're staying down there.
Typically worn by surfers, brands like Roxy, Billabong, and O'Neill's made these items popular with the masses. Men's versions were usually extra long, and women's were extra short.
Board shorts?
Board shorts is correct.
Damn it. I actually knew that one. Dang.
All right. You got that one, and you get to pick for Corey.
Corey, please answer a question regarding food.
All right.
And he'll do it with the 80s.
Fun Fruits were a bite-sized fruit gummy introduced in 1987 by what company?
Fun Fruits. Okay. We already got a Betty Crocker, so I'm probably thinking it's not that. Let's go with General Mills.
General Mills is incorrect. John, can you steal?
Is it Sunkiss?
Look at the big brain on John. It is Sunkiss.
Woo!
Oof, man, I am just swinging and a miss here.
Yeah.
Whiffing it. All right. All right, John.
I think John's slow play was telling everyone he was going to do horrible.
He threw us off at the beginning. All right, John, why don't you take literature?
And his decade is going to be the 80s.
Goodness gracious. Is that our third 80s question in a row?
Might be.
All right. I'm going to apologize now for my horrible butchering of this pronunciation. Norway no Mori is the title of a 1987 novel by Hikuri Murakami and is the standard translation of this Beatles song from their album Rubber Soul.
Oh, man. I don't know anything about the Beatles. You could have just made that up.
I could have.
So can you read the question one more time? You can skip the names. Just read the second half.
All right. Is the title of a 1987 novel by Hikuri Murakami is the standard translation of this Beatles song from their album Rubber Soul.
I don't know. Hey Jude, that's one of their songs, isn't it?
That is a Beatles song. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Corey, can you steal?
Yellow Submarine?
Wouldn't that have been off Rubber Yellow Submarine?
I only know the White Album. I don't know a single Beatles album besides that.
Unfortunately, Yellow Submarine is incorrect. Adam, do you want to venture a guess?
What was the phrase again or whatever it is?
Norue no mori.
I've got no idea.
It is Norwegian wood.
That makes a lot of sense.
Song?
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about? That is insane.
Never heard of that Beatles song either.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Adam, you're not a Beatles fan, so I'm not really shocked from you. As disappointing as that is. All right. John, I believe you're picking for Corey.
Okay, cool. Let's do toys.
Toys and games.
Okay. Yeah, toys and games.
Please give me some of the 80s.
You get the 60s.
Ah, jeez. Okay.
This game was published by various companies as a pad and pencil game in the 30s and was released as a plastic board game by Milton Bradley in 1967. The game has spawned electronic versions, video games, smart device apps, and a questionable film.
Okay. All right. It was a pad and paper. Questionable film? What was the year that the game itself, the real game, came out?
The plastic board game released by Milton Bradley in 1967.
67. Okay. It's been a... Battleship?
Battleship is correct.
Nice. That was a terrible movie.
That movie made no sense.
Yeah, it was trash.
It's just like, why?
They're walking in the woods. It's crazy.
I didn't understand the movie at all.
I thankfully have never seen it.
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah. So not even worth it.
Oh, you should watch it.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
But yeah, John doesn't drink, so he can't have the fun of, like, you know, getting drunk and watching it terrible. I mean, every now and then.
Drink.
You do every now and then. Yeah.
That, that's one of those movies that, like, it'll make you sober during it. Yeah. Just... we got left slang, TV, and movies, I think.
Music as well.
Yeah, music as well.
Oh, music as well? Okay.
Yeah, the Beatles question was a literature question.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's what threw me off. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to give John music.
He's going to get the 90s.
All right. This is a lyric question. I'm going to read the lyrics from a song, and I need you to tell me the name of this 1997 one-hit wonder classic. Been around the world and found that only stupid people are breeding. The cretins cloning and feeding, and I don't even own a TV. Put me in the hospital for nerves, and then they had to commit me. You told them all I was crazy. They cut off my legs. Now I'm an amputee.
Do you want to know the artist, or do you want to know the name of the song?
Name of the song.
It's Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger.
Flagpole Sitta is correct.
Right.
Such a great song. That was I remember when they used that song for the Faculty trailer.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, so good. So good. It's one of the songs I actually still like today, you know, like it still holds up.
It does. It's one of those ones for me that, like, it'll disappear from my rotation for a while and then it'll come back in and it'll be like, oh, pleasantly surprised.
That's awesome.
Good
yeah.
To see it again. all right. See here. John, you were picking for Corey. Sorry, Adam, what do we have left?
We got movies, TV, and slang.
All
right. Let's go slang.
Slang. And your decade is the 90s.
Oh, boy. There are things to be excited about when it comes to 90s phrases. And this one was one of them. Just ask Cyborg.
What?
I think I got it.
There are things to be excited about when it comes to 90s phrases. And this was one of them. Just ask Cyborg.
Just ask Cyborg. The movie? The Jean-Claude Van Damme movie? Okay, so excitable, something robotic. Good Lord. I think I'm just so thrown off by the cyborg thing. Excited. Totally tubular. Geez. I mean, I am so thrown off by the cyborg thing. And I'm sure once John says it and knows it, then I'll be like, that makes sense. So I got nothing. I have no freaking clue.
All right, I got nothing. I got no freaking clue is incorrect. John, can you steal?
No, I'm just going to say awesome.
Awesome is incorrect. Adam, can you steal the imaginary point?
I think so. And your reference to Cyborg, I believe, is to the DC character, who I'm pretty sure one thing he would always say was Booyah.
Oh.
Booyah is correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 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 Interesting.
I guess that was a question, I guess.
That was a question.
But now that, you know, now that I know what it is, I don't know how to even make a question to get the person to booyah. You know what I mean? Like, I have no clue how.
That's what the cyborg clue was for.
Yeah. It helped me. Exactly.
I got it.
Yeah. All right. I believe Corey, you're picking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was slangs. We got TV and movies left. Yep. John, TV.
Okay. And we get the 50s.
WandaVision.
Yeah.
All right. Although it has been the subject of many spoofs and misquotes, the one situation that Timmy never needed saving from in the entire 19-year run of the show was falling down a well.
Lassie?
Lassie is correct. Okay. I was more shocked finding out that the show ran for 19 years.
Yeah.
It's a lot of dead dogs, guys.
Yes, it is.
Like, that show's got a body count.
Yeah, sure it does. I remember reading online somewhere like 10 years ago, and they were like, every animal from the 80s, like 80s movies, are all dead now. And I was like, oh my God, that's horrible. Yeah. That's horrible to think about.
It was probably sooner than.
I know, seriously.
All right, Corey, you are you saved movies for yourself.
I guess so.
And you get the 70s.
Bruce was the animatronic star of what 1975 adventure thriller classic?
Jaws.
Jaws it is. Played right into your wheelhouse on that one, I think.
He sure did.
Adam, what does he score at the end of round two?
Well, Corey badly needed that movies question to just make it somewhat of a game, because it's been a bit of a runaway. John has 80. Corey has half that at 40.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go into our wager round. John, since you are leading, you're going to get to pick your category first. For the final round.
I want to pick movies just because I think Corey wants it.
Well, so both people do have to answer both questions. So just as a heads up.
I'm going to pick TV. Yeah, whatever. Let's just go with TV.
All right. Adam, what's our decade going to be for that?
We're going back to the 60s, my man.
All right. And Corey, what category would you like?
Let's do toys and games.
All right. And we get the 50s. Wow, we are way old for both of these.
We used up all of our later decades in the first two rounds. So, mm-hmm. So now that you know that we're going to be doing 60s television and 50s toys and games, I want you to go ahead and write down your wager. You can just write it down on your sheet of paper and give it a little circle. I will trust you.
Now, Corey's pretty shifty. Down. He's pretty sleazy. So
yes. Okay, I put it to the side here.
All right. Are you both locked in with your wagers?
Yes. Yes.
Good to go.
All right. Here is your 60s TV question. You're just going to write down your answer. Get Smart was a hilarious spy-themed sitcom starring Don Adams as Maxwell Smart and Barbara Felton as who? Jay-Z wouldn't have any problems. And here is your 50s toys and games question. Name this popular die-cast toy brand, which was introduced by Lenzie Products in 1953 and is now owned by Mattel. I'm pretty sure there are more than 20 of them. I can reread any questions you need.
Just reread the first question.
Sure. Get Smart was a hilarious spy-themed sitcom starring Don Adams as Maxwell Smart and Barbara Felton as who? Jay-Z wouldn't have any problems.
And can you read the second one for me?
Name this popular die-cast toy brand, which was introduced by Lesney Products in 1953 and is now owned by Mattel. I'm pretty sure there are more than 20 of them.
All right, while the guys are thinking about their answers, I am here to remind y'all, check out Action Action. Seriously, it's an awesome podcast. We're really excited to be partnering up with them. They have so many different action movies that they've already talked about and so many more to come. Please make sure you check them out. And besides that, check out, there's another podcast that joined the BFOP network, and that's called People Don't Forget, a Nostalgia Cast by Scott Grimes. Absolutely check that one out. These two are awesome shows. That one that's been around for a while, one that's just kind of starting up, but they're really cool, hilarious stuff. What John James and Dustin talk about is they get crazy and they get fun, and I really do enjoy those shows. So absolutely make sure you check out Action Action, and people don't forget. And nothing with Corey, because I'm not a fan of that guy.
Yeah, that guy. I'm ready when you are.
I'm good to go.
Okay. All right. Corey, since you were behind, why don't you give us your answers?
Do you want me to give – okay, not the wagers. Okay, for the first one, the Get Smart one, I went with Agent 99. Right. And the second one, I went with Hot Wheels.
All right, and John?
I just said 99 and Hot Wheels.
All right. In TV, Barbara Felton was known as Agent 99. And for toys and games, the popular die-cast toy brand – was Matchbox.
I was my gut was telling me Matchbox, but I went with Hot Wheels instead.
Alright, so unfortunately nobody made their wagers, but we'll see how it comes down to. Corey, how much did you wager?
All 40.
Alright, and John?
I just wrote 8. Okay. I meant 80. I meant everything.
Oh, did you actually mean it? Or well, you only wrote 8, right?
I only wrote 8, but I meant everything.
So, John, how do you want to play this? I guess we're playing with everything.
I'm playing with everything.
That's okay.
Fine. That was my intent.
All right.
All right. Well, intent is everything.
Yeah. The intent of the law.
All right. Adam, what is our final score?
Well, if he didn't want to go that, he had an easy out to take the quick win at 72-0. But we have got a tie. Our lowest tie you could possibly get, 0-0. But actually, it was a really good game, and you guys got plenty of scores. But right now,
didn't Corey win?
No, he got it wrong.
He bet everything.
Oh, you have to get both of them right.
You have to get both of them right.
Oh.
No,
I'm not lying. I told the truth. Yeah, I'll go down with you, Corey, man.
You go down with the ship. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
For the second time ever on our show, we have a tie. And so, John, let's do a tiebreaker. All right. So I've got a tiebreaker ready. And you guys need to use your pen and paper so you don't cheat. Or send it to me on whatever. On
just write it down. Just write it down. Paper.
Okay. And I want y'all to tell me. Between, all right, to the answer to this question. And whoever's closest, and so it's a number, whoever's closest will win. Between 2001 to 2010, in total, how many different female names did Dr. Cox call JD in the 9-season run of Scrubs?
9 seasons.
Mm-hmm. So you can math that out if you want to, however you want to figure it out.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, I got my answer.
All right. John, let's start with you.
69.
Giggity. All right, and Corey, if you said 69, 200.
200.
All right. I got to do some real math here.
I went lower because I figured he calls him Barbie so many times.
Oh, good call, because he says it.
Actually,
John
he calls... He calls Elliot.
Oh, he calls Elliot Barbie. You're right, but he uses the same names a lot.
He does repeat some. That is for sure.
Okay, yeah, I went with I just basically went one per episode, then tried to do like 24 times 9.
Is this Price is Right rules?
It is not Price is Right rules. That would make it too easy. All right, the correct answer of how many different names did Dr. Cox call JD? 114. So with a difference of 86 from Corey to 45 from John was closer. John is the winner of this episode.
That's good why job. You always go with comedy over trying to actually figure it out.
Now you made the right choice on that one, and my hat is off to you, my friend. Welcome to the enjoy the mantle of the BFOP champion.
All right, before we go, gentlemen, let me give you another chance to do some shout-outs and promote yourselves. Why don't we start with our winner, John?
Check us out at Action Action Podcast on Instagram and on Patreon. We do extra episodes and stuff there. And then check out our podcast, Action Action Podcast. Yeah, if you're down for some action movies.
Yeah, you guys cover some awesome action movies too. So
yeah, we kind of go all over the place. A lot that probably shouldn't be on the list, but you know.
Well, it's cool because you kind of make that determination also during the discussion, right? Whether it should be on the list or not. So it's fun. I love it. Yeah. You guys are doing a great job.
Also, nothing means anything. So, you know.
you know. Of course.
All right, Corey. We'll have fun.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are a fan of Podcasting After Dark, by the time you listen to this, we just dropped our interview with Scott Valentine on the Patreon feed. You guys probably remember Scott Valentine as the boyfriend on Family Ties, the sister's boyfriend, and they all kind of hated him there, but he's a big 80s name and face. He was also in My Demon Lover, which was a terrible movie, but you'd recognize him from the 80s. And he was a super nice guy, really cool dude to talk to, very candid, very open. And we have some other great conversations coming. We have an interview with William Sadler coming up, which we'll be dropping in a month or so. So we got some good ones. So check out the Podcasting After Dark Patreon page, and that's patreon.com/podcastingafterdark. And also, if you're a fan of Seinfeld, and more specifically Curb Your Enthusiasm, check out what Adam and I are starting to do is cover the Curb Your Enthusiasm series on the Cartwright Patreon. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on in everyone's Patreon pages, and I know it's a lot of money to kind of move around the network, but I think everyone's producing great content, and I think you couldn't be wrong supporting any one of these shows on Patreon. So I hope you support at least one of them, even if it's not Podcast After Dark, but I hope it is.
All right. Well, that's Adam, and I'm John, and this was another episode of Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Thank you for listening to Throwback Trivia Takedown. If you want to support the podcast, or if you'd like to be a contestant, go to patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown and pick a tier that's right for you. If you want to submit questions, you can email them to throwbacktriviatakedown@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on your preferred podcast platform. We'll see you next time when two new contestants go head-to-head in nostalgic knowledge on Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Hey everybody, I'm Corey.
And I'm Zach, and we're the hosts of Podcasting After Dark, a cast dedicated to late-night horror and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, often found on HBO and Cinemax.
You know, the movies your parents didn't want you watching as a kid. You can find us every other week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher.
This is what you want.
This is what you get.